Hi there, and welcome to the 100th edition of Outside the Box, where we ask, why be normal? Today's topic is being an odd duck,
quack, quack,
and proud of it. Thinking outside the box can be a fun-filled challenge. We can get rid of those blinders that keep our thinking straight and narrow. We can ask ourselves, how would everybody else see this, and how can I see it differently? If we're going in the wrong direction, then the last thing we need is that same old thinking. It's got to be fresh, different, a little on the edge, and definitely outside that box that limits us. But it's easy to be labeled an odd duck and marginalized. Oh, she's an odd duck, so don't pay much attention to what she says. Or, there goes Larry off on one of his strange musings. When will he return to reality? So it really helps to be comfortable with your odd duckiness. And even better, make it a source of pride, not derision. After all, being an odd duck can be a hoot when someone else makes the same old comment and you have a snappy comeback that throws them for a loop. Or there's the challenge of figuring out a unique response to an age-old question. Some of us just can't help ourselves. We're odd ducks, no matter what we say or do. It's who we are, just like some people are queer and others aren't. Some people have 20/20 vision and others don't. Some people have perfect pitch and others have a photographic memory for numbers. You may think I'm an odd duck, but have you met my fellow ducklings? Like one of my former housemates who didn't use a name. Or the person who loved purple so much that even her trash bags were that color. Or the man who lived almost completely self-sufficiently and only traveled once a year outside his area to visit family in another state. Or the person who loved to gather wild foods for meals. Of course, we all have our favorite subcultures, which most of the rest of us think are weird if not completely wacko, like the hang gliding fanatics, or the bingo regulars, or the extreme sports enthusiasts, or the scrap metal sculptors, or the mushroom foragers, or the speed eaters, or the slow food advocates, or the 13th century madrigal singers, or people who listen only to community radio. These and others are little obsessions, and most of us have several or many. If we don't, there's probably something wrong with us, or we're just too uptight to know what we really like, or we're not ready to admit that what our real interests are. So let's embrace our obsessions and be proud of them. Ready? Okay, embrace. There, I'll bet you feel a lot better now. Maybe you're more okay being an odd duck. But what really helps in dealing with our odd duckiness is some strategies for coping and actually developing pride in our uniqueness. Here are a few ideas for making your outside-the-box thoughts and odd duck nature more acceptable to the rest of the world. Get a media interview or a newspaper article or a book written about you. Have some group give you an award for unique contributions or service to the community. Coax a few friends to spread positive rumors about your unique ideas or way of life. Did you know how much she enjoys living without electricity or running water? Set a record or milestone for some amazing thing you do. Start a business based on your obsession. Team up with another person with the same strange ideas that you have and cause a sensation. And do weekly features on a community radio station. Humans have come a long way because of our special ability to think and reason. But the potential for more mental growth is unlimited if we resist the temptation to be normal. That means being an odd duck and proud of it. Are you an odd duck or aspiring to be one? If not, why not? If you think this feature is too odd, email news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, hoping to hear from all you odd duck quacks in the near future. Quack, 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 quack.